לוחם מצוע ולפיד. Amalek comes to attack Klal Yisrael for the feeding. Ve'yom Moshe al Yoshua b'chalon v'anoshim, choose for us men, v'tzei lochem ba'amalek, and go fight a war, a battle against Amalek. Mochor, anoruch yotnit v'horosh ha'givu, v'mati alokim b'yodi. I'm going to go up to Rosh ha'givu, v'mati alokim b'yodi. And I have a mati alokim in my hand. V'yash Moshe Yoshua kashav ma'am Moshe, v'lochem ba'amalek. He did like Hashem told him to fight Amalek. Moisha Arav Bechur, all the Rosh Hagiv, they went up to Rosh Hagiv. Moya Kashayor Moisha Yodav Gova Yisrael Chashani of Moya Gova Amalek. So Moisha went up to Rosh Hagiv, and he was going to be the one to give Klal Yisrael the encouragement. Moshe lift up his hands, as the Gemara says, Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah 29a, in the Mishnah, V'yodav Shem Moshe, Oysis Mechomo, Soyviz Mechomo, when Moshe lifted his hands, so it says, V'gov Yisrael, Agavurcha, the famous word from Herman Zatzal, Rav Scheinberg Shver, it says, V'chashay, Yoram Moshe Yodav V'gov Yisrael, V'chashay, Yoniach Yodav V'gov Amalek. I remember Simcha used to say, "Oh, same as Zayde, the Hermans Zatzal." Why does it say "V'chasher Yaniach Yodo V'Gova Amalek"? It says "V'chasher Yoyrid Yodo." Teretz is in Ruchnius of Boisai. If you're not always keeping it up, once you let go, you automatically go down. So Yaniach Yodo. When you let the hands Yaniach, just let it go. You don't. It's not Yoyrid. It's automatically be Yoyrid. It's the word of the going. You have to always keep going up. You can't let go. Once you let up, and your ruchnius, you automatically fall down. But anyway, with the hands of Moshe, Oisus Mechoma, Shoivos Mechoma, Elo, Kozman, Rashi brings Kozman, that Moshe's hands were outstretched to the other clouds, Meshab, and leaving the Shemayim. They were shabbat leaving the Shemayim. They had real intention. They looked up to Hashem. The Moshe's hands were outstretched up in Shemayim. Kiel like Tzvila. Kiel Klaiz were mechavin leaving the Shemayim with Tzvila. So then, v'gova Yisrael, v'chashay yaniach. When it wasn't outstretched, Kielu, Klaiz didn't have that cover. So Moshe being on top of the giver was there to be the inspiration, to be the one to get the Klaiz going, to get the Hamach Shavis right. To be able to have the right intentions in order to be successful in battle. But the day Moshe kveded, Moshe's arms were very, very heavy. Rashi says it was a strict punishment because he was nisatzel. He sent somebody else, Yeshua, to go do fight the battle. Whatever, but Lamaiz's hands became very covered. They took a stone. And they put it underneath him. Vayeshev alev Aaron v'chur tamchu v'yod mizeachod u'mizeachov v'yod v'amunah ad baya shomesh until it became night. Oh. So the shayla Rashi yes, Evan vayesimutav v'lo yoshev lo akar v'akeses. This was Moshe Gemara in Tanis Yeralev. Moshe Rabbeinu has to sit down now. We have to understand what's going on here. The Oymek Havod is so deep over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is not now Stam drinking, you know, involved, you know, they sent him out to battle, and he's sitting on a couch somewhere reading the Hamodiyah or the Yated Ne'eman and drinking a pina colada. Moshe Rabbeinu is involved in the battle just as much. Okay, he pointed to Yoshua, there was a Taina, but he's there, inspiring the whole time, everybody said. And you keep your arms up for so long, everybody said. Let's see you do it. Put your arms up for hours and hours. Moshe Rabbeinu's arms have to be stretched. So Moshe Rabbeinu is coming for him. It's difficult for him. So he has to sit down now. To stand with his arms outstretched is very difficult. He has to sit down. So what should we take? So we have a pillow. He has a pillow. A pillow, a small pillow. Moshe Rabbeinu right now with the pillow is not going to drink a pina colada and take some snuff and do snuff now. He's going to be there still with his arms outstretched in the battle to get Klal Yisrael to be Meshav Levo. And yet says Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to sit on a Karan Keser. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's own incident, even though it says that they brought to him, but you see Mutachto. But the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes it, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, can you bring me something to sit on? And they went to get his chair. It has on the back, Moreno Rabbeinu, his chair with a big cushion, his Rebbe chair. They went to bring his Rebbe chair from the Beis Medrash. And they were going up the mountain with this Rebbe chair, big Rebbe chair. They were all carrying it up. And she said, no. Put the Rebbe chair on the side. Get me a stone. I want to sit on a stone. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're doing for Klal Yisrael right now. Don't give me any of this. We're getting you your chair, Rebbe. We want you to sit in that big, fancy Moshe Rabbeinu chair. Get on that chair. The Kisei Shel Moshe Eliyahu Anavi. Before Eliyahu Anavi, but the Maase is the Kisei Shel Eliyahu. Get on the Kisei Shel Eliyahu. What are you doing? No. Bring me a stone. Omar Yisrael Shuim B'Tzar. Afani Eliyahu B'Tzar. Klal Yisrael is B'Tzar right now. They're battling. There's fighting going on. I'm here for the Knage is Moiridik. Moshe Ben Akad Medech Mecheshman. I'm here, I'm doing, no, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the right Mahalach right now is Klai Yisrael Shulim B'Tzar, Avani Ayan B'Tzar. Maybe the Gezach Rabbi Tzar. You see, the godless. Avada, if the situation, you're not involved in the situation, so you get a little involved. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was involved. He was lifting up his hands. He was in Tzar already. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shtickle Tzar. He forget that's when he sit down. His hands were covered. His hands were very, very heavy. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I'm going to sit on a nice cushion, it's not being mishtativ in the simcha, in the tzar enough. I had to mishtativ in the tzar. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, bring me a stone. I want to sit in the tzar. Because that's the right hanhoga. That if somebody else is tzar, that's not the right hanhoga not to be tzar. And the Gemara Taka says, goes right on this in Gemara Dafiralf, and in the Tainis, the Gemara expounds on this in the Kuda. But that's the right hanhoga. When the matzah, the people are bitzar, that's what you're supposed to be, bitzar. You're not supposed to be dancing and jumping around. The matzah, all the people are bitzar. That's the right mahalach. As the Gemara says before, the Gemara says that, bismachi, tonu rabbam, bismachi, shoshun, bitzar, pirish, echemim, boy, shnei malach, shoshim, alam, alam, The right mahal the person has to be shtatif with that Rabbi Yisrael. Has to be joined in. It's not the right mahal at a time when the people betzar Rabbi Yisrael. And be'etzim poshet to be the taich Rabbi Yisrael. The poshet taich Rabbi Yisrael is something that we talk about all the time. Rabbi Yisrael is that a person has to learn, Rabbi Yisrael, has to learn to be shtatev, especially in the tzibur, with the matzah, what's going on by Yenna, by other people, Rabbi Yisrael, especially by Klal Yisrael, the tzibur, Klal Yisrael, your tzibur, Rabbi Yisrael, you're not an individual, you're part of a tzibur, and you have to understand that the tzibur is in the matzah of tzar, the right on hogi is to be shtatev, Rabbi Yisrael, not to take your lesson. For me, it's good, I'm having a good time right now, things are going well, my parnos is good, this is good. So what? The tzibur is betzar. The tzibur is going through a difficult situation. No, the right thing, Rabbi Yisrael, is mishtatif with the tzibur to put yourself involved and think about what's going on by Yenna, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is something that we speak about often, Rabbi Yisrael. How a person has to learn. It's one of the most difficult things, Rabbi Yisrael, because a person's whole mood, his attitude, his whole ganze yicholach yelach is all wrapped around what's doing by him. If it's a good day by him, good. If it's not such a good day, he's sour. If it's a good day, he's happy. His whole emotions, his whole attitude, his whole everything is all dependent upon what's happening by him. And yet, the people around him, things are going on by Yenin. A guy walks in, did you hear? Is this because your best friend Shver, you know, Chas v'Shalom, your best Noalein, best friend Shver, Nebuch just had a heart attack, he's in the hospital, intensive care. See, you walk by, he's a Nebuch, Halavai, and then you go, you know, any cookies available? You have any cookies? Or you hear Shem Yirachem, that something happened to your shviger. I know I'm joking. But anyway, the mice said, but a person, something happens to somebody, tell me that you know, a person going through a tzar. Well, he sees going through a tzar, but said, what's the right reaction in that thing? Now again, we're a generation where we have a lave Evan, as the pasuk says, we have a lathe Evan, we have a heart of stone, but a maisa, the tzura of how we're supposed to be mishtar, at least some type of feeling for the person, call the guy up, ask how he's doing, you have a friend, a neighbor that's going through a tzara, but get involved somehow, say it to be a bit to heal him. You sometimes walk by the bus, you walk by the, you know, I think there's a big thing up there. I just said my shul, there's a thing there, but a 3-year-old kid, he was knocked over by a car. I don't know who he is, but there's a picture of him with his name on it. And it says, you know, I try to say the name, as I say, first name. I mean, when I walk by, I see it, I say, I'm not saying people don't, I'm just saying, but is that, yeah, we see the picture, oh, nice little boy, and then walk by him saying, what's the picture doing up there, what's going on? Is a person thinking, Victor Miller used to say, every time an ambulance passed by, he stopped for a second, he said, whoever's in there should have a full shleima. He was a guy, he should have a full shleima. To think, to start with the tzara, the tzimra, to think what's going on, to feel the pain of somebody else, this is the tzura of a yid, Moshe Rabbeinu was godless, he became Adam Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu became the Adam Gadol. How did he become the Adam Gadol? He saw in the Meitzar, he saw what was going on. He was living in a matzav of Gevaldik. He was in the palace of the king. But he saw, he knew he was his brethren. He knew his brethren. He saw that was going on. They were having mamash mitzar. So he went out by Yarab Sivloisam. He went out and he saw Rabbi Yisrael. There's even over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was in a matzav where he was being mishtatav with a certain kudi for Ked. He was being inspiration. But he felt that if he would sit on a kesset, it wouldn't be enough mishtatav mitzar. He wouldn't feel the pain enough. They're going through battle now. They're fighting for that with their lives. At least they could do is they could sit on a chair, Rabbi Yisrael. So we're not saying Madregas, but he said, unbelievable Madregas, you heard people that they heard what's going on here, there. But you mishtati, Rabbi Yisrael. You mishtati, you feel. You mishtati, Rabbi Yisrael. Unbelievable. They tell the story of they're going to be a hesped tonight of Kalman Kroner, Rabbi Yisrael. I went to Menachem's sister. People heard the stories of Mamash Lo Yehumin, how much he was mishtati. But Lamaisa, it's one of the most unbelievable Zachar of Yisrael that I heard. What I'm saying, people heard some about him, but I confirmed it with his sister. He said that from 1948, he got the name of every soldier that was killed, and he paid people to learn, say Kaddish, and learn Mishnayos that no one else would do. That this person should have something if any other Ma'abar of Yisrael. And there were so many names that they couldn't do it themselves. And every time on the yard sites and that. That his kids had to take, you know, things, and it was very hard for them to say Tillim or whatever. He gave it to his kids, and all, but they did it all the time in Mishtatif with other people, Rabbi Yisrael, other people's things going on, helping other people, involved in other people's lives, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the truth. This is the truth. The mystic, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel around it, what's going on around us, so to feel their pain, what they're going through. The Nebuch, it's even loss of love. These people that not, you know, they should have. Every soldier should have a tikkun, some type of tikkun that's feeling even in the next world, Rabbi Yisrael. But the ma'isa, it's something that it's as the more as much. But if you don't do it, it's a big tainer on a person. Al yira becomes a tzibur. The person is mishtad with the tzibur. How would the yechid, Rabbi Yisrael, to know what's going on around us, not to be, you know, oblivious. We sometimes so wrapped up in our lives, Rabbi Yisrael, we don't know what's going on around us, Rabbi Yisrael. We're just totally oblivious, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, totally oblivious to what's going on around. I mean, I'm just in March, I don't want to say anything bad, just by Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. We went to the hotel, I don't say anything bad, Rabbi Yisrael, but there was a tkufa, the guys were very, very loud on Shabbos day, and it was bothering me very much because we speak so much about Ramah Chaveh. It's not the. So what went on exactly? It was very, very loud on tkufa. So whatever, there could be, you can be tarets and Moyaheta. That the Maisa was the afternoon and people walking around. Well, the Maisa, if your person's thinking about what's around them, maybe somebody's sleeping now, and maybe somebody wants to take a nap. It's 3 p.m, you're right, but you're in an area where there's other people around. How could you make such loud noise? What's the Teretz boy say? The Teretz is not, the guy's not a mushchus. The Teretz is just, he's not thinking about anybody else. There's a very short vision. Just right over here. And right now, I want to yell at the top of my lungs and say something surreal, yell something loud. Now, I don't know what a guy's thinking. There's other people that are going to hear him. So because he's so wrapped up in what is going on in his head, he doesn't think about that. But it's so wrong, Rabbi. It's so wrong. Let's say somebody's taking a nap, someone's coming sleeping at them. You wake them up just because you want to scream something that's probably stupid anyway, but you have to scream. So what's the vort? The vort is that we're not trained, or we don't work on our head to think about other people, think about what's going on by them. But it's a special thing to think about when there's a tzar, especially with tzibur of other people are going through difficult situations. Get yourself involved in the lives of us. Go over to the person, ask him, what can I do? We don't know. Never. Just if you say something kind, something nice, that's mishtatav. That's godless. That's how you become an adam gadol. An adam gadol, mishabeinu, he was doing everything. He was mamash apella. He was doing everything. So sit on a chair. No, the oil is bitzar right now. It's not the right mahalach. And the emes, all the gedolim rabbeisah. Unbelievable how much they were mischashev and somebody else's sad what was going on. Rabbi Yisrael, he brings over here two mice with Rabbi Aaron Leib, the father of an avrech who attended Rabbi Aaron's shiur and passed away at a young age. After the shiur, Rabbi Aaron asked the young, how is your mother-in-law feeling? He asked the avrech, how is your mother-in-law? Every time, is everything well with her? So this has gone on for a long time, so he asked his mother-in-law, the avrech, they have a cash with Rabbi Aaron Leib. She said, no, he's probably accused with something else. More time went on, Rabbi Aaron Leib kept asking about the welfare. So he asked him, what's going on? So he said, I don't know them at all. I heard that your father passed away at a young age, and I feel the pain for his almana. So I inquire about her after the shiur. Hopefully you will tell them asking, and then she would say, Rabbi Aaron Leib asked about it. Such godless advice. It's such a really big example. It's our mother over here. The story with our mother, but it's such a godless advice that he took the time out to think, how could he bring this our mother who's going through tzad? But if Aaron Leib is going to ask about her, and he has no shy, but he'll ask about that. He'll bring some nacha, some abyss on the chomer advice that. He brings another unbelievable mice. After his rebbetzin passed away, so grandchildren would come regularly to sing. She sings miris by his house with Aaron Leib on Friday nights. After 7 years of this 6 visits, he had a request. He says, I prefer you shouldn't come anymore to my house to sing with me. So he asked, he said, I'm afraid that Rebbetzin in Yisraelzin, she lives upstairs. Her husband, Rabbi Yosef, just passed away last week. She'll hear this miris, and it'll bring back warm memories of Shabbos, meals with her husband, and might cause her pain. But he said, This is Lo Yumik Yisufa. He's an Almud himself. What does he have? Okay, Rabbi Aaron Leib had Torah, so he was more of a Torah. But I'm sure he enjoyed having his Einikon come over. But like, who doesn't enjoy it? And what were they going to come out to sing Smiris with him? So he sings Smiris, and then last week, the Nebuch upstairs, he's going to sing Smiris loud. And she's going to have memories of her husband at the table singing Smiris. And Ula is going to cause her some pain. So we're stopping. Don't come by anymore. I'm going to sit here myself, and that's it. I'll sit here myself and sing to myself in a low tone that no one can hear. So he said, sing very low. No one should hear. But then he found out that many of her grandchildren would come. And Mimela, he said, okay, you can come now, because anyway, she has me with her grandchildren. But the thought of it, the thought, why can't we get this? It's godless, it's godless. But a little bit of it, said, we hear so many things going on, neighbors going through stuff. We know we passed by nothing, not even a vault, stone wall, guys going through a tzara and Nebuch, and you're next door neighbor. I'm not talking about two doors down. Okay, it's two doors down. It's already apartment. What do you expect? The guy right next door is going through a Nebuch and Lo Aleinu, he's going through a difficult time. Nothing. Mum's the word! Zero! Not a thing, oh sorry, you're going there, what can I do? We do some this, that. You hear something's going on, you don't know the guys. The verse say, Klal Yisrael is made, that we're all one. We spoke about it in the verse. We're all one. We have to feel what's going on, but yeah, the person's going through a thing, everybody's that. The person's going through a difficult time, people are going through difficult times, whether this, whether that. Get involved, do something. Say a kapitul tilin. Do something, everybody's that. The person knows that someone's going through tzar, that's the tzura, tzir atzman, b'shvil somebody else, a person. And then you see the tzir, the chomis atzir, that's just the reward, a person. But that's how you become an adam gadol, v'yayim b'sevlo yisam. We should be zoich, a person. We always have to end off with the Shalom Bayis board. I get paid, especially by the women's committee, to say something. But you know, we're not talking about the Nave anymore. That for sure we don't say. I told you, you come home and the wife is having a hard time. Well, something the Rabbi said, can't you be in a good mood when I come home? She just heard the most terrible news. She's like, can't you be in a good mood when I come home? Can't you smile when I come home? Why is that? Because everything's about me. So if she's not in a good mood, she's going through a difficult situation, her mother called and she's a problem, but you want to feel good. So if she's not smiling, why are you tearing? Why are you crying so much? Can you bring me a tissue? I'm not bringing you a tissue until you wipe away that tear. That's a way to help her. Mishtatif, what's going on? She had a hard day. Where's the supper, right? Where's the supper? She had a hard day. Mishtatif, what she's going through. But a person's only involved in what's going on. Where's supper? Where's this? Where's that? A person has to learn to think about mishtatif, what's going on. And how to survive. How far am I away? And the Gdolei Rabbi Yisrael. It was the Gdolei Rabbi Yisrael. The story of Rabbi Shach is so amazing. Rabbi Yisrael. I mean, I don't know if they say the story. Rabbi Shach, after he was also Almoin, there was a guy that used to, that became an Almoin, and he was brought Sabrachim from him. And Friday, a couple of Friday nights after, or whatever, after he was the Nifter, he heard a knock at the door. Who was it? Rabbi Lezer Shach, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gdol Hador. He calls this guy Yanko Pfefferkorn. Some schmaltzeling salesman, and Stam a Yid in the building. And he comes over and he says, Rav Shach says, I want to invite you for some cholent. I'm by myself and you're by himself. Let's eat cholent together. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. The Hamodiah this week. He wasn't such a learned man, I guess. But Rav Shach invited him to eat cholent together every week together. He says, Rav Shach said, you know what Rav Shach said? I make a pretty good cholent. Maybe you want to come over to eat by me. That little Shach was trying to convince the men how good a shon he made. Not because he didn't tell him good Dvar Torah. He told the men, I mean, come by and eat with me, you're all alone. That's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to think about what was Shach doing it. He could have sat alone and learned. Instead, he spent the time eating shon with his old man every Friday, every Shabbos, whatever it was. This is how you become a great man. God knows because you spread out and your mind is involved with others. Mitzara with the tzibur, if he was going through difficult times, mishtatav in the simcha of others also, and we zuch through that to roev and achamas and become a nashim gedolim.